Medicare and Social Security Administration statements, SSA statements, and maybe a whole bunch of other random topics we'll see, all on today's FednaBabble.
This is FednaBabble, where Kevin and Cassie make federal retirement benefits understandable for humans like you. These two don't hold back as they answer questions from the FedPilot workshops and webinars or from questions submitted by you at FednaBabble.com.
All right, Cassie, hello.
Hello, Kevin.
Here we go again. Hey, I've...
We'll get through our questions today, huh?
Maybe. You know, I was going through, I was trying to choose which questions we should talk about today. And I looked, so on the webinar, we have a bunch of questions that get typed in. And they're basically questions like, you know, I'll say something, they'll go, oh, well, that makes me think about this. Well, what about this? And it's kind of side topic, tangent almost, you know, kind of getting really in the weeds. As you can imagine, with 3 hours, we can only cover so much. And on this particular webinar that I looked, we had 98 questions asked.
Oh my gosh.
And we hit one, two, or three on an episode. And that's just 98 questions for one webinar. And we're doing, you know, a ton every month.
Right, on a webinar, I was going to say, we could barely get through one question on a FednaBabble sometimes.
Yeah, I know, like last time.
The other questions that you get in these workshops as well, when we kind of go off on our tangents, because these are things that I know I get questions on mm-hmm. from financial professionals mm-hmm. who are getting these questions from the employees because they're being asked, right? And so... Yep. I'm just so thankful to be able to provide this information to employees and have them get the candid information that they need. And that's good.
So. I'm with you too. I love being able to share information and have people's eyes go wide open and go, and they say, what? Are you kidding? We get that all the time. And I love that because suddenly we start relearning and we can start using it. So let's jump into this first question right here. Again, these questions are kind of raw, so I'm just going to say it as it is. What to look for in SSA to check if correct or not? Basically, what this person has asked in the webinar, I say, one of the things I want you to go do is go to the SSA website, create your account, and then look at your statement and make sure that all the year's earnings are correct. And so that's what this person is asking, Cassie. What do you mean by year? What does that mean? I have to look at my year's earnings to see if they're correct.
Yeah. So I would check with, you know, your tax statements and tax filing amounts and verify that your earnings are in line with the taxes that you filed. Or mm-hmm. if you know that you have pay stubs or something, you know, from that time frame. Because here's the deal. It's very interesting to me when we have employees who, you know, their deduction amounts are off a little bit, or a lot of it, mm-hmm. depending on their retirement system, depending on whatever, right? This is why there's FERCA cases and things like that, where there's people erroneously put in, you know, certain retirement systems because they should be in one system, but an error happened within, you know, whoever made it. It doesn't matter. But now they're stuck with, okay, how long have I been erroneously in this retirement system? And was I contributing or not contributing to Social Security? And am I going to get the right benefit amount when I go to collect that income that I might be, or benefit that I might be depending on, because I thought I was going to get this amount based on what everybody's telling me, right? And so we've had to provide letters before because people have been erroneously put in, you know, the wrong retirement system, or their deduction amounts are incorrect, and then we have to go back and tell them, hey, give this letter to your HR department so they can fix this. before retirement, because if not at retirement or some years after retirement, when you go to collect Social Security, if you delay it or whatever, those amounts may be incorrect. And then you're having to go through all of this mess when you're not in service. We didn't even know it, right? There's so many different things that happen. And then maybe you're getting, you know, you expect $2,000, but you're only getting $500
mm-hmm.
or whatever, mm-hmm. because things were not correct to begin with. And so we try and do our best job when we're looking at statements and verifying employees' contributions and things like that, that those amounts are all accurate. And sometimes we catch it. I'm sure sometimes we don't, because they might seem like they're okay, but they might be just slightly off, right? So that's why it's super important, and I'm sure that's why you bring it up, that people need to look at those statements
yes.
and verify that their earnings that they made in a given year are actually the earnings that are supposed to be, or that, you know, they paid into Social Security for, and things like that. And so you got to make sure that those line up. If they don't, you know, feel free to reach out to us and let us know, and let us help you get the letters and things that you need to make sure you can get those corrected. If you're still employed and you know, have that HR department, or if you're not and you want to talk to OPM, I don't know if they can go back and fix it. I actually haven't dealt with a situation where somebody's been retired and noticed these things, but we'll definitely do what we can to help in any given situation to make sure employees can get things ironed out as quickly as possible.
You bring up a really good point that I don't think you directly said this, but really when someone retires, basically what they get is what they get. And most people just think, oh, that's what I get. Okay. Without ever verifying that's, should you be getting more? Should you, I mean, whether from Social Security or from your pension or from whatever it may be, it's just, oh, that's what I get. Well, let's make sure. Because I think you've seen this over and over and over again, Cassie, where, yeah, that's not correct. We need to go work with HR, OPM, Social Security to fix it. I was just talking with, this is really interesting, I was talking with an advisor recently, and he said that his mother-in-law was told by Social Security that she would not get anything. And she's like, well, I thought I would get something. And they said, nope. She went back to him again. Are you sure? They said, yep. Went back to him a third time. Are you sure? Sure. They said, yeah, really. You don't get anything. Then she went to her son-in-law, who's a financial advisor, and said, this doesn't seem right. And he looked at it and said, nope, it sure isn't. And so there's two things going on here. Number one, you have to recognize that something is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually three things. Number two, you have to recognize that of what it should be. And number three, you have to understand how to do the fix. Because it's not just a simple, oh, I call this person, because obviously she tried to call and it didn't get fixed. So sometimes there are specific fixes in specific ways. So you have to realize those three things, and those three things aren't easy. So they went through and found out that yes, she does get Social Security, and went through the proper steps, and she now is getting Social Security, and he is her favorite son-in-law. Bonus, right? So it's pretty incredible the things that that come up that we miss, that other departments miss, or whatever it is. But let's make sure that we don't miss anything, because you federal employees have worked for so long, saving money, putting into pension programs, et cetera, et cetera. Let's make sure you get everything that you deserve. Everything.
Yeah, I think the biggest compliment I got one time from a financial professional was when he had like a group of people from a certain agency. And I don't know what happened at this agency, but it seemed like every employee that came through was just within a certain time frame. Needed a letter because their contributions and deductions were off. right? And he said, I can't tell you how many times we've provided information to employees and Cassie's been right in getting things taken care of because HR didn't notice it. Mm-hmm. Nothing against them. Mm-hmm. They have so many other things that HR has to do. They're not looking right in your pay stub and really dissecting it and verifying that, you know, 20 years later, your deduction amounts are still accurate.
Yeah.
Because that's what they've been for the past 20 years.
Yep.
There shouldn't be any question about, you know, am I contributing the right amount to the retirement system or to Social Security or to Medicare or to any other, you know, benefit that you might be expecting later on. And so, you know, and there was a number of FERCA cases in this particular area because of this situation. And, you know, it's just real eye-opening to employees, I'm sure, when they get that information, like, wait a minute, what do you mean? I'm not contributing the right amount.
Right. Cassie, did you hear the case? I don't know if you were involved in this case or not, but the one case where the guy goes to retire and they say, I'm sorry, you don't get anything, no pension. And he said,
what?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't heard about this? Yeah. He said, I don't get a pension. They said, no. Well, why don't I get a pension? Because you haven't contributed all these years. And he said,
oh,
how would I know?
Right. So
yes.
I don't think I was involved in that case, but I did have a situation where a financial professional came to me and was like, hey, this person is, you know, we want to run a report. And they provided me the information and I said, they're not even contributing. This employee had been working for a year and a half thinking that they were contributing to FERS and expecting to be able to retire 3.5 years and receive a pension because they were over the age and they only need 5 years to be vested. Sure. Right? So here they are working thinking I can retire and I'll be good to go. And they don't even receive anything because they're a temporary employee. Non-deduction. They're not even contributing.
Yeah.
And this is what we come to, you know, this is what we help employees understand.
Wow.
You know, we got to make sure that you're actually going to be receiving a pension if you want to work for the government and you're expecting to receive that pension.
Yeah.
I mean, if you work for them on a temporary basis, that's fine. Just know you're not going to receive certain benefits as a pension or FEHB later on, which is the whole reason why she got with the government is because she wanted to have the health insurance in retirement. So now she's got to find another job, hopefully permanent and actually contributing, and work another 5 years to be able to receive health benefits and all of these other things that she was expecting to receive in 3.5 years.
Wow. Wow.
You know, it's very similar situation.
Yep.
I mean, different kind of scenario, but where they're expecting to receive something and then you find out you're not.
Well, in the case that I'm thinking of, it's a little different because this person should have been, they were a full-time permanent employee and it should have been taken out. It just never was. And he's going to retire now. And
wow.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Okay. So what did OPM do?
And I don't know the resolution though, and that's when I'm dying. I wish I did know the resolution, but I don't know if they said, "Well, yeah, you didn't contribute, so yeah, sorry, period, you're done," or it was our mistake. It should have been taken out. You still get a pension. I don't know what they did.
Yeah. Typically, when that happens, a FERCA case is opened, and then they give the employee the option. Here's what you get on this side. Here's what you get on that side. But that's what I've noticed when they're in. They're supposed to be contributing to, say, CSRS offset, but then they were put in the FERS program.
Oh, right? Sure.
Or vice versa or whatever. And so you see that very often kind of in that time frame, you know, where they're supposed to be FERS transfer, whatever the case is. And so, you know, I've never had it where they haven't contributed at all. Though.
At all. Right.
You'll have to keep me posted on that. I'm curious who it is that had a case like that.
Yeah. So you brought up another one. Someone in a webinar I ask, is anyone a CSRS employee? Because there aren't many left, right? So I say, is anyone a CSRS employee? And one lady said, yes, I am. I said, great. How many years do you have? She said, 5. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? And she said, yeah, on my pay stub, it says CSRS. And I'm like, yeah, no. No, you only have, you started 5 years ago. That's not a thing. You're going to need some work.
And that will be a scenario where we would provide a letter and say, hey, HR, by the way, I'm contributing to the wrong retirement system.
Yep.
You need to fix this. Because especially if they're CSRS as opposed to FERS, because CSRS don't receive the TSP match.
Right.
Right. And so that's kind of a big deal if they're put in that program and they're not getting their match, because then they're missing out on, you know, earnings and interest and everything else accruing from that. And so,
and they're paying or contributing a lot more into the pension, and they're not paying Social Security. So now do they have to go back and make up the Social Security, and then HR or OPM has to?
So you bring up a good point. Sorry, I'm going to stop you.
Okay,
there.
That's all right.
Because we're talking about Social Security. We're still on this topic. When there is a situation where your earnings are not accurate.
Yes.
And the amounts have not been taken out correctly, your payroll department and HR figure that out with Social Security.
Okay.
Typically,
that's
while you're in
know.
Service. And so it's a behind the scenes thing. If you alert HR and say, hey, here's the letter that I'm contributing the wrong amount and I need to be contributing this amount or what have you. And because that's essentially what we line out in the letter is, okay, I'm doing this amount. Here's what I should be contributing. You know, please rectify the situation. And then HR department will go to payroll and Social Security and and they figure it all out behind the scenes and get it's because the money's there, right?
Yeah.
It's overall like the difference between CSRS and FERS, right? They both regular FERS, not FERS Fray or FERS Ray. Essentially, they both contribute 7%.
Right.
But it's broken out differently.
Right.
Right. CSRS contributes 7% to the retirement, to the federal government retirement fund, whereas FERS contribute the 0.8% and then the other 6.2% to Social Security.
Yeah.
So when that's wrong, the federal government says, oh, we made a mistake. Here's the extra money. Or, hey, Social Security, we need this extra money. Right. However, it works out to where they can fix it behind the scenes, because typically the percentage overall is accurate. It's just put in the wrong bucket.
Right.
And that's where they have to figure out, you know, which bucket it's supposed to be in to where you can draw the right amount from both your pension and or Social Security and be based on the correct amount of earnings. So just an FYI, in case anybody was curious how that worked, you know, when there are things that go awry on the back end, if you can get it done while you're employed, perfect, because you have more tools and resources to get these things ironed out while you're employed, because you're there every day. You know, even if HR is on the other side of the country, it's a whole lot. You still have access to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you retire, then you're working directly with OPM, which can be very challenging when you're trying to get these things ironed out, because OPM has a big job in itself, and it could, you know, it can be difficult to get things just taken care of with them. So,
yeah. But again,
HR is the powerhouse to really do that for you. And that's what I love about the HR department, is they are there for their employees and to help you guys get these things figured out. So,
but again, you have to recognize that something is off, right? You have to notice. And that's not always easy to do. It's rarely easy to recognize that something is off. So that's the first step to recovery.
Let us know. That's what we do.
Yeah, definitely let us know. Again, Cassie, we have gone, I think, over our time with one question. Again, boy, we're going to have, this is all good information, right? This is all excellent information that people need to know and understand. So I'm not sorry for it, but just that we start off with, hey, we're going to answer a couple questions, and oh, we only got to one, but that's life.
And here's the deal. Some of these questions, there's so many different aspects to them that you have to think up through and recognize. Like, it's not just, oh, my Social Security amount is off.
Right.
Okay, well, what about your retirement deduction? Okay, well, what about your Medicare deduction? Right. And so there's all of these different moving parts that it's a ripple effect. It truly is. And so, you know, if something doesn't seem right, hey, go to fednababble.com. Let us help you identify what's going on there and get it rectified before you retire. If you can, if you're already in retirement and you know something is off and you want a fresh set of eyes to look at it, you know, let us help you.
Yes.
We may not have had much experience helping retirees, but it's not that we can't.
Yeah.
Right. We simply just have it. So, like, subscribe, share, go to fednababble.com, and let us help you get in touch with somebody who can make that happen and make sure everything's good for you.
Perfect. Well said. Thanks, Cassie. Thanks everyone for joining us. Like she said, like, share, subscribe, let others know about this, that they need to prepare for retirement in ways that they probably had never even thought of before. So we'll see you next time. Thank you.
To get Cassie's comprehensive report on your federal retirement benefits at no cost, no obligation, and no sales pitch, go to fednababble.com. While you're there, submit a question for them to answer on the show.